Adigo operator.
Joined.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Good morning, Cheryl.
I love it, Tanya. How is life in your part of the world? Any warmer?
Yeah. I guess compared to what's going on in Oklahoma, we're doing wonderful.
Oh, dear. Doesn't sound like weather and Mother Nature's being kind to very many of us anywhere.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, let me do my dial out.
Adam. Adam.
Joined.
Hi, Adam. Cheryl here.
Hello. How are you?
I'm here. And yourself?
Yeah.
Danny.
Joined.
Adam. Hi, Danny.
Having fun.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. Adam's here too so far. There's an Adobe chat room, an Adobe Connect room for each of the working groups. So if you're able to connect, it's a rather nice way of managing, as you know, the speaking order. The details for that should be in the Working Group 5 wiki. Just open it.
You mean the GNSO ALAC, not working
that's
group?
That's what I mean,
yeah.
GNSO ALAC one. Sorry, mate.
That's all right. Too many calls,
I think. That's not what we've done, actually. We don't have the Adobe room. I was on mentally in my next call and thinking about my conversations for the last three that I've had. Sorry.
Right.
How dare we stick a real working group meeting amongst all of these others. That's very unreasonable of us.
Yeah.
I go back to my email, I'll clear my head.
Joined.
Thanks for checking in to the airport.
Hi, Avery.
Hi. So I'll be on mute for a bit.
I think we know why.
Alan.
Joined.
Hi, Alan.
Hello. Who else is here?
Adam, Danny, Avery on mute.
So Avery did get called.
Yeah, she's just at an airport, so she's muting.
No, I understand, but when I talked to her half an hour ago, Nick
Heidi
hadn't replied.
Joined.
And she wasn't sure if she was being called or not.
Well,
so I guess she is.
Obviously, that got sorted. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, good morning, good evening.
Good afternoon.
So much pleasure to stay with Holly.
Cheryl, did you actually get up at 2 to be ready for this meeting, or do you awake very quickly?
I awake very quickly. This is why there's a rumor around that I don't actually sleep. It is not
Bob good. Hogarth.
Joined.
I'm one of the people who spread that rumor.
Hi, Rob. Well, don't believe a word of it, anybody. I do sleep. Not true what you hear. Just not often or for long.
Ah, I just finally found the wiki page again.
Hopefully it wasn't too well hidden.
Well, I upgraded to a new web browser, and it used to be when you type something in that you were at that page recently, it would show it to you. Now it shows you possible bookmarks that you set up 14 years ago that you might mean, but it doesn't show you the number pages you went to recently.
Well, like many things, you know, a little patience applied to it and it will burn.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't show them at all. They simply replaced one function with another, which happens to not meet my needs.
Okay. Bam.
Bill Drake.
Joined.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Cheryl here and a few others lurking. We just give ourselves another minute or two and we should have more numbers on board.
Alrighty. You had expecting about 20, no?
It's not clear based on the number of people filled with doodle.
Doodles are not 100% predictive of actual callers. They're just a useful tool to try and narrow down time.
On now?
Avery is on mute. We have Danny. We have Alan. We have Adam. We have me, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi's here from staff. Bill, who else popped in?
Milton Mueller.
Ah, there we go.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello, Milton.
I was trying hard to remember a roll call. Anyone who hasn't been named, can they identify themselves, please?
Rob Hogarth here.
Oh, sorry, Rob. Not have forgotten you of all parts. Rob, do you have any idea... who else might be dialing in? And then I'm going to ask Heidi the same question.
Yeah, Heidi had a list yesterday that she shared with me. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Unless you have it right in front of you, Heidi.
I'm just doing the same.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see whose process is faster. Just that if someone was still being trying to connect or if we had any dial outs. Tanya, is there any dial outs that you've not been successful for?
No, I only have the two, Avery and Adam.
Okay, thank you.
But I'll be happy if you need any more assistance.
Okay, are you going to open call management chat then, just in case?
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so as soon as Rob and Heidi assure us that we aren't going to have someone dial in a mere moment, we can begin.
Well, I have a much longer invitation list than people that are on the call right now. I don't know if that, though, as you said, Cheryl, is a predictor of actual participants.
I thought Mary was one of the ones who said this was a good time, I think.
Yeah, I have on the list Mary Wong, Bo, Robin Gross.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the ones who actually filled the doodle in, though.
Okay.
Who consciously said, I think Mary was on the list. Not sure.
We'll do another 60 seconds and then move again, shall we?
Okay.
So as soon as you say, let's begin, people somehow manage to dial in. Most importantly, I'm relieved to hear that I'm now connected to the call management people at Adigo. So if we drop callers or something terrible happens, at least we can contact them. Thanks, Tom. Has everyone got the agenda for today's meeting?
Does anyone not have the agenda?
You see, Alan, I like to try the affirmative, but do you want to?
I'll be working blind since I'm wandering my way to an airport and I'm going back on mute now.
The concept of Avery working blind just doesn't work for me. She makes it sound in general. No way to be working.
Cheryl, I wasn't trying to be negative. I was hoping it was a shorter list.
Ah, well done. Okay. That's a very good way of doing it. Okie dokie. The suggested agenda items, then. Membership is proposed to GNSO work on new GNSO improvements. In other words, this joint working group, hopefully we've populated to some extent in today's call. Number two, establish mandate and purpose of working groups. And there are two subsections there. The proposed two subsections for discussion are consensus development of the role of internet users in GNSO, and the second is respond to 11 December 2008.
Cheryl, you're fading.
Believe me, I'm not. It may be the phone system. I shall repeat it. Respond to 11 December 2008 board. February 2. 2009. The third item would be update and agreement on continuous disclosure, which is something that everyone from the GNSO working group side is very familiar with. Next steps and next meeting date, if indeed we need one. So let us go back to the beginning, and I suspect that... Oh, you're joking. No, I'm not doing an automatic update restart. Go. Right. Having... not stop my bundle totally with the computer doing things at inconvenient hours. It probably thinks 3 a.m. is a convenient hour. Let's discuss the proposed GNSO and ALAC working group, and here I suspect we should perhaps refer to one of the staff that have a list open in front of them, a list of invitees. And we establish for the record who is on the GNSO ALAC joint working
group. Rob, I'm still getting my computer up, so if you can, that list that I sent to you yesterday, if you could read that out, please.
Go ahead, Rob.
Certainly, thank you. The list that you provided to me, and I'm going to read through all the names. They may include staff. My apologies if that's the case. I have Mary Wong at Pierce Law, Ken Bauer, I believe it's Bren, B-E, at Consumer.org, so I guess
yes.
That's Bo Brendler.
Yes.
Danny Younger, B.S-C-H-O-M-B-E.
Baudouin Chomp.
Okay. Robin Gross at IP Justice, Avri Doria, two email addresses, Carlos Aguilera.
Great.
I apologize, Carlos, for not pronouncing the last name correctly. Vonda, Sebastian Bachelet, Alan Greenberg. I believe the next one is Adam Peake. It's AJP at Glocom. Zahid Jamil, Milton Mueller, William Drake, Cheryl Preston. And that's the list that you provided to me yesterday, Heidi.
Yes, okay. That's the Those are the people that were invited, yes.
Now, I'll point out that this is supposed to be a GNSO and ALAC working group. The only GNSO-related people that have officially been discussed or mentioned on the GNSO list is Mary, Bill, and now Milton.
What about Zahid? Didn't he express an interest?
Yes, he did. So, I mean, you have...
yeah, that would include Zahid and myself, too. We're also both listed.
No, I'm sorry, yes. Sorry. I was looking at the you know, people who have been identified by NCUC as people who are coming. So, specifically, Robin is on our list as you're welcome to come, but she has not been identified to the GNSO as a GNSO, as part of the GNSO side of this team.
Okay, I see.
I would think that's a courtesy that should happen if indeed we're going to list her name as one of the GNSO participants.
Okay. Is that list from the GNSO likely to expand, or did you just call for volunteers and they're the ones you got?
There was a call for volunteers by Chuck, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. And I assume that we will, out of courtesy, copy Chuck in on any email messages so he knows what's going on. So he has the same ex officio role as Robin, if desired. Yes or no? The question to the GNSO side of the house.
Sure.
Okay. All right, then.
Sorry, I had to make myself unmute. It took me a second. Yes, as I say, I'm participating in this as one of the individuals. Therefore, for the purpose of contact with the GNSO and such, Chuck, who won't be participating in this, is the contact point representing, you know, the council and passing stuff through. He's not planning to participate. I think it's a lovely courtesy to include him on the list. He needs more email.
That's very cruel, that last part, but yes, it's important that we've done that. And I do know that he was copied from an email perspective because he had several of us draw deep breaths missing out a word yesterday. Okay, and the list as read out by Rob lists the very specifically regionally balanced offerings that the ALAC is bringing to the table as well. Let's move now on to what perhaps is the more important and exciting part of this activity today, and that's establish a mandate and purpose of the working group. There's been a plethora of list traffic and discussions going on this, but there is a fairly clear two pieces of work that we have to get done, and one which we've got a very short time to do it with. So who would like to speak to the background of this? Alan, has anyone responded to your straw man presentation?
No, indeed.
Seeing as that lists all the board resolutions and everything else, would you like to table that at this point in time?
I presumed I had by including it, tagging it onto the agenda. You had to start with an item called consensus development of the role of internet users on GNSO. I really don't like that. I think the role of internet users, if they are eligible for membership in a constituency or a stakeholder group, is whatever they make it. And my understanding is by accepting the July working group, by the board accepting the July working group's recommendation, they have accepted the concept of users. And they're now asking us to define a little bit more what that means.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure I want to, I put
Mary
some thoughts there, which really says...
Joined.
It's
Cheryl
not,
Preston.
Joined.
It's not at all clear what you meant or whoever wrote that agenda item, what that really meant.
Good. Well, thank you very much for clarifying that it wasn't this little brown duck that specifically wrote that item.
Well, I don't, yeah. I wasn't watching anyone do it.
That's fine. But I do see your point, and whether or not it's an example of how when several words are strung together, people can interpret in different ways. There was a very specific set of discussions about agreeing that what we need to talk about is, first of all, in order, I guess, the 11th of December board resolution, and secondly, a bigger picture. Now, you're proposing, Alan, that you believe that the board has got the bigger picture. What we're seeking to do is remind them, or we don't even need to remind them, that we said we disagree with changing from user to registrant, and therefore we don't need to discuss it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I guess I'm saying what I put in my straw man, I think, is as much delineation as we need to on the role of the internet users. I mean, if we said, what is the role of registries in the GNSO, the answer is they are currently a constituency, they will form a stakeholders group, and they participate to the extent they want to and can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just rolling back, that's actually getting into the depths of the discussion. First thing we want to do is establish, do we even want to talk about this in this working group? Can we take one step back and say the purpose and mandate of this working group is to propose, just to reiterate for Mary and Cheryl, who joined while we were in this conversation, the two proposed points on the agenda is that the purpose of this working group is to discuss and create a response from the joint working group to the 11th of December board resolution by the 20th of February, and as a sort of larger overarching matter, look at the role of internet users in the GNSO. Alan's points in his straw man, which is attached to the agenda, and has, I think, a number of words that, should we agree, we can literally just pick up and move across if we need to or want to. Is saying that that we don't need to establish that the role is needing to be looked at for internet users in GNSO because the role is already established in bylaws. And what we are trying to do, if anything, is to say, please don't take the change to limit it to registrants. My suggestion is that we step back from that and agree that that is indeed what we're talking about and then start talking about it. How do you want to go forward?
Well, I claim that decision of please don't change it is done.
That's what I mean. You claim it's done.
Does anyone disagree?
Milton, do you have something to say?
This is Rob. This is Rob Bogarth. I'd like to clarify, Alan, what you mean when you say it's done. There's two specific recommendations from that July working group that the board has yet to adopt. That is the election of board seats 13 and 14, mm-hmm. and the open recommendation made by the working group that you submitted on behalf of ALAC to change from registrants to individual internet
users. I thought that they had accepted that, but now wanted clarification on exactly what it means.
Actually, it's a two-step. It's confirming that, because they have not, because they have just haven't voted on the provision at all, on the recommendation.
Okay, then that's my mistake.
Okay. So it sounds to me like we're agreeing that we do need to talk about it, because we're talking about it. Can I ask that we also agree that our primary aim and pressing need is to respond to the board by 20th of February? Does anyone disagree with that? Good. Then we've done item in terms of establishing the purpose of what we're doing. Back to the conversation. Alan, if the staff advice is that, in fact, that agreement has not been clad in iron, that there is, in fact, a role of internet users in the GNSO, do we wish to discuss it? And you obviously want to make some changes in your approach to some of your straw man.
Well, no. In fact, the straw man, I did reiterate those points, so...
Yes.
According to Rob, since I was wrong and it was not formally accepted, then those same things are not a reiteration anymore, but simply pressing the point.
Okay.
So I think it's covered in the words that I have right now. I'm not claiming they're the right words, but I think it's already addressed in what I have proposed in any case.
It seeing that such words would probably be part of the creation of whatever we take to the board by 20th February, can we now discuss your specific format? And does anyone else have any particular points or questions? And if it would be, I think, a little bit more humane for those who aren't looking at agendas and are wandering through airports and such like, if we could take it in a from the top to the bottom in small bite-sized pieces order, Alan, if you could, for the sake of Avery, run from the top on the establishment of what we believe, and then we can discuss it in turn.
I guess before going through step by step, I guess I'd like to, for those who have read it, what is the overall reaction? Does this roughly coincide with what you believe we should be saying, or is there some radical error or misalignment in what I have said and what other people believe? I tried not to be radical about this, but I don't know how well a job I did.
Sorry, Alan, I obviously didn't make myself clear. I wasn't proposing that we don't do exactly what you just said.
Oh, okay.
I was proposing that we don't do it starting at the end of the document, that we go through from the top to the bottom, rather than someone say, I don't like line 942 and I need it changed to not. So for Avery, if we can do it, indeed for me, if we can do it in an order from the top down and in small bite-sized pieces, that would be good. Back to you.
We can do that. I guess I was asking first, is there anyone who says this is so stupid we shouldn't be talking? It's not a good starting point.
This is Milton.
Yeah.
I certainly would not want to say that that your perspective is so stupid that we shouldn't be talking about it, Alan. However, I think, is it really an issue when two of the, half of the GNSO house is explicitly named user stakeholder groups? In what sense are we not, is this a controversial issue at all? I just don't understand if there's even a disagreement here or anything to resolve.
It's controversial in that the Board Governance Committee recommended that the term be changed from user to registrant.
Right. Yeah,
and the suggestion I made in July was, and still making, is that we not honor that,
yes,
but that we maintain the current definition.
Yeah, and I thought everybody on the working group agreed with that, didn't they?
They did, but according to Rob, that was not accepted by the board. This process that we're now going through is yet another step in getting the board to agree,
Alan,
that they shouldn't. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mary.
Is that me? This is Cheryl.
Sorry, Cheryl. I thought you... I didn't recognize your dulcet tones. I won't make that a mistake ever again, I promise.
That's fine. I'd be happy to be Mary.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
Article 10 of the bylaws, you have right under background, and it says non-commercial entity users. And what we found is that individuals need to be able to join the constituencies because they have background and knowledge that reflects the interests of a broad range of users, but that it ought not be limited to entities, because sometimes your university won't, there's just the process, the paperwork is so much to get the university to join that it's not productive.
Cheryl, go ahead.
So I think that's a concern, that the existing bylaws seem to be limited to entity users, which would require perhaps our dropping individuals as who represent or study broad user interests.
If you're saying that based on any given constituency or stakeholder group definition, and we don't know what those are going to be at this point.
So I'm looking at Article 10 of ICANN bylaws.
Yes, but these bylaws are going to be rewritten based on what the board decides.
Okay, so I do think we want to suggest a change to that. We just don't want to suggest it's changed to registrant, but we do want to drop the entity requirement.
And just let me make it, this is Milton. I emphatically agree with Cheryl on this point, as, you know, we always agree on everything, so I just thought I'd make that clear.
Thanks,
okay.
Milton.
Let me go.
Really,
I thought I knew those bylaws off by heart, but this is not something I'm familiar with. So let me quickly look it up while you're...
It's just right under
the
background
person. I just have to get the bylaws on my screen first.
Cheryl and Milton, the doppelganger of Cheryl is wholeheartedly agreeing. It is essential that what we do put towards the board for 20th of February does have all the clarifications and particular points that we need to raise, so that a group of drafters can't go off into a locked room and totally muck it up.
Okay, Cheryl, exactly what clause is this in?
Okay, I'm looking in your straw man under the heading background.
Okay.
Article X of the bylaws defines two constituencies for users, but both of those definitions put the word entity prior to users.
The term entity.
Well, if there's room to talk here, I'd just point out that an individual who joins the non-commercial stakeholder group, we have a class, a category of members, as Cheryl knows, that says, I am a member of a non-commercial entity, but it's too complicated for me to get it to join. This is the problem that you were talking about with respect to universities or other large organizations. So I don't think that language is completely inconsistent with the possibility for individuals joining, but obviously we would like for that to be clearer and to make it possible for individuals to join either commercial or non-commercial stakeholder groups.
I think what is in the bylaws right now is the definition of the, at the time they were written, constituencies. A new constituency, if a new constituency, using the terms in the bylaws right now, comes along and says we want to be a whole bunch of individuals, I don't think the bylaws prohibit that. It's just not describing what it thought was the constituencies that day. But I have no problem putting in some generic words to make it clear that we are not forbidding individuals from being members of a constituency or stakeholder group, however they may be defined.
Great.
Excellent. Any other discussion on that particular point? Everything as is recently joined us, seeing as I thought it was you who wanted to speak, would you like to speak now? Was I just being precognitive?
No, thanks. I'm just going through Alan's document and listening to everyone, but I'll speak when I have to. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. One other comment, just an administrative one that I made before, that when we give a report, we're going to have to say who were the members from the GNSO and from the ALAC. And in the case of Cheryl, she has not been identified on the GNSO list as someone representing the GNSO. And that needs to be clarified. If you know, you're welcome as, you know, a person to discuss. If you have been put forward by the GNSO, that needs to be acknowledged on their mailing lists.
Alan, I think it's clear that the board resolution calls for members of new forming constituencies to be part of a joint recommendation.
I have no problem. I'm simply saying it should at least be acknowledged on the GNSO. The first time they hear about it should not be in our report.
You want to counter that point, Danny?
No, it's a procedural.
I think all it needs is a note to Chuck Gomes saying she's volunteering.
Okay, we will tidy that up. I'm sure it's not an insurmountably difficult task.
No, it's a trivial task. It just needs to be done properly so we're not embarrassing anyone along the way.
I've a great big star at the top of my who's on the call list. I'm sure that will mean something to me in several days.
All right, can we go through, since I've heard no major objections other than pointing out that we want to make the issue of entity versus individual clear. Can
left.
We go? Can we, I don't know who left. Can we go through the document? The very first section simply quotes the board resolution and a clarification from Denise. This is not a discussion on charters.
I just make a point of order.
Sure.
Adam Peake has sent an email saying he was disconnected and wants to be called back.
Yes, I'm trying to get Adigo to respond.
Okay.
Society.
Staff, or at least at large staff, are well adapted at catching drops and making sure call management knows what's going on. And I can assure you, on my screen, all of that information pops up as it does on theirs, and so I have a request sitting in front of me that says, could you please dial out to Adam? Milton, we run three language channels simultaneously interpreted and had to get all sorts of tools together for wrangling caller drops and everything else. So fear not, if you're dropped and you are on a dial out, you will be dialed out too. We haven't quite got to knocking on your door and saying, here, talking to my spare mobile phone, but we're not far from it. And obviously anyone who dials in can redial. If they have a problem redialing or reconnecting, then a simple Skype message to either staff or myself will make sure that the telephone bridge finds a way to get to you. It is an important procedural point.
May I pull the focus back to the...
Yes. I was just assuring Milton that we won't let people drop off the face of the earth without knowing. Go ahead.
All right. Assuming there are no problems with the first section, unless someone thinks something must be added, in terms of the next section being the what I described as the background, pointing out that currently users, although the word with factoring
joined.
The word entity, who has joined?
It's Nick. Adam, I assume. Just keep on piling. Adigo will let us know if they can't get him back in a stable. Keep going.
Okay. We're looking at the background in the straw man that I put together, giving the history of the current situation, that is, with users being the operative word. The Board Governance Committee suggesting that this be replaced by registrants, pointing out a number of reasons why I, in any case, and I hope we, believe this would be incorrect, that users are essentially the reason why the Internet exists, and to say that they may not take part in discussions on policy doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. It effectively is a moot change because anyone can become a registrant for a nominal amount of money, but it sends the wrong message, I believe. And in the current document, they talk about registrants, and since they don't define it anymore, if I get a domain within the .au domain, if I get a domain within the .au TLD, I'm a registrant, and therefore am eligible to talk about GTLD policies. And so the whole issue of changing it to a generic registrant from a user, I don't think made any sense at all. And I thought I was just making the argument again that's made before, according to what Rob says, it needs to be made, so there it is. I don't know whether I've omitted any other obvious reasons why the change from user to registrant is not a good one, but if there are, I'm certainly happy. We should add them. So,
I have a question for you, Alan.
Sure.
The when you say user, and I agree with almost everything you say about user in this document, but when you say user, do you mean individual user, or do you mean corporate users, or do you mean both?
I mean both. If you look at the business constituency use of the term user, they are obviously looking at corporate ones.
And I
endorse the use of the word there. They're not the individual users that we are talking about right now, but I think the generic word user does include them.
Now, that might need to be clarified because the distinction between organizational or corporate and individual membership in these stakeholder groups or constituencies has been a long-standing issue. And as you know, and as Cheryl made the point, we have modified our approach to allow individuals to join, and we would think it important to make that distinction. And we know that this also runs into some ongoing controversies within the at-large about individual membership or participation. There are fairly RALOs that do not allow individuals to join, and there has been some discussion as to whether the ALAC should be set aside as the exclusive point of contact for the individual Internet user relative to the NSO.
Joined.
I guess I thought that the point that Cheryl brought up really addresses that, that from our point of view, we are saying individuals may join a thing in their own right, assuming that the thing's bylaws allow individuals to join. I mean, the registry constituency and stakeholder group may well have a rule saying you must be a corporate entity which has a contract with ICANN for a TLD. That's fine for them. Another constituency may well have a different position. So I think we are not prescribing individuals from being members, but it's up to the rules associated with any given group, constituency or stakeholder group, whether they allow it or not. Does that address what you're saying?
Milton? Yeah, I mean, I just think as a general rule that we should say that this group supports opening up GNSO to individual participation.
Through appropriate structures.
Through appropriate structures.
We're not looking for individuals to join the GNSO Council, for instance. And I don't think we're looking for an individual constituency cross house to be part of the GNSO. We're saying within the structures that have been created, the stakeholder group and constituencies within the stakeholder group, should they exist.
Well, in the current proposed NCSG charter, if somebody joins NCSG as an individual and is elected to the council, they can be on the council.
But that's according to the rules. If those rules are approved by the board, then so be it.
Right. Okay.
If you're a stakeholder group such as we believe the current commercial user one is going to be, which will have formal constituencies, then those constituencies each would have to allow or disallow individual users.
Okay.
According to their bylaws.
So we don't really have a disagreement on principle. We're just talking about
the semantics, and I'll put something in to try to clarify that, and have at it if I'm wrong.
Good. Thank you. Any other particular points wanting to be raised on this first part?
I think Adam.
Yeah.
Or Alan. The one change in under user participation, I don't think you want to say.
We're not down there yet.
Okay, sorry.
We'll be there soon, I hope.
stay poised.
Okay. The issue of is there overlap with at large and ALAC? And I know Danny sent around something this morning saying abolish ALAC and simply make it a GNSO constituency.
Danny always says that. But
yes, I understand.
Paul.
I personally do not see that there's an issue because I don't think we need to try to identify by looking at the person where do they fit. I believe it's an area of interest and an issue of how much effort one wants to put into the GTLD policy issue. And there may well be people who wear a number of hats and fit well in both domains, in both areas, and others who don't. I'm not sure why we need to put a stamp on everyone's forehead saying, which side are you on? Does that make any sense to people?
Well, let's ask Danny. Danny.
Thank you, Cheryl. My long-term concern has been, what's the point of artificially dividing the non-commercial world into two camps. If we
Danny?
Wind up having users within the GNSO, then quite frankly, what's the point of the ALAC at that point?
Okay. Fine, go ahead, Cheryl.
It seems to me that if you look at the numbers of people and entities that are affected, users represent this enormous cut of various and diverse interests and concerns and so on. It seems to me that to be effective in trying to represent the user interest, that it's not at all inappropriate to have two different formats through which that can be accomplished. The ALAC is involved in more things than just the technical policy, and that's a good place for people to go if that's the work that they're most interested in. And like was said before, then people with expertise involving users' experiences on the Internet can then go also to the GNSO through the non-commercial users. You know, given the breadth of what needs to be represented, I don't think that's a problem. I think the foci are actually a little bit different, and it encourages broader participation on both levels.
Actually, I don't see broader participation on both levels. I see a group divided and fractured.
Fine, Danny, that's not the purpose or mandate of this working group. Please continue your hard work and your continuous efforts on that in the appropriate front.
This is Milton. Can I get in the queue?
Yes, please. To discuss specifically the part now that I think Alan is up to is the heading ALAC versus user involvement in GNSO. Go ahead, Milton.
Okay, the heading was user involvement in I agree with the philosophy that Danny is articulating, which is that it has been destructive and is not a good idea to fragment users. And that was one of the main rationales for trying to organize the NCSG on an integrated basis and having constituencies be very flexible subgroupings within the stakeholder group rather than constituencies being separate structures that then come together to form a stakeholder group. We're afraid, very deeply afraid, that the same kind of barriers to communication that have occurred with respect to ALAC and RALOS and NCSG and NCUC would reoccur among the constituencies of a non-commercial stakeholder group, and therefore we want to have an integrated communication infrastructure and integrated decision-making processes while allowing for separate sub-organizations that pursue focused interests. And when it comes down to that, we feel that people will kind of vote with their feet, that there will be an overlap. Some people who might have gotten involved in a RALO would spend more of their time in the GNSO, but that there should be no barrier, that people should be eligible to get involved in both, and that the division will take place mainly through people's selection of their own interests.
Milton, it sounds like you're reiterating what I said in the document and not what Danny has said.
That's why I'm saying I don't think there's a contradiction here.
But what we need to ensure is that artificial barriers to communications are avoided in whatever model is taken up, and that we get the greatest and most integrated methods of involvement of individual internet users, organizational representatives, etc. That's sort of what...
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me, this is Bill. I just got a text from Avery saying somebody has to dial her back in.
Oh.
All right, thank you.
And, we've had, if I can just call on you for a moment, we've had a little bit of traffic on various lists. One or two people may have raised something that the ALAC side of this working group needs to bring forward for our consideration. Is there anything that you're aware of? Perhaps Jacqueline's letter?
Sorry, I don't know what traffic you're talking about.
Do you read the Spanish channel? Because I get the interpretations into garbled English of Lacrillo things.
No, I don't read that normally.
I know. I have the joy of reading all of them, so leave that pain in the head to me. Matthias, go ahead. Or not, as the case may be. Fine. All right, continue on, Alan.
I don't think Matthias is on this call, actually.
I didn't know you were on the call.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm lurking here.
Well, Nick, I didn't know you were on the call, but I've seen Matthias in the call management, so I figured he was keeping a weather eye on for things. So if you want to pick up that ball now we know you're here, Nick, go for it.
Yeah, well, because I'm not quite sure what ball I'm picking up, though. That's the only problem.
Fine. Well, I'll clarify it with Matthias because it's something he's raised earlier when we were working earlier tonight. So I'll do that. Go back to you, Alan.
Okay, if I...
Avery, reconnect.
Joined.
If I understood Milton's point, you're saying that you're not recommending that the ALAC and at large be dissolved and replaced by a constituency or something within the GNSO, but you want to make sure that there are good communications and open channels between them.
Well,
is that a reasonable transliteration of what you said?
Yeah, I'm not proposing that the ALAC and the RALOs be dissolved or turned into a constituency. You know my opinions about constituents.
No, but you would start off by saying you agreed with Danny, which was, I think that's what he was saying.
His philosophy, which is that there's no reason to erect these artificial barriers between non-commercial user groups.
Okay.
That's the fundamental perspective that I thought was animating Danny's position, and it's a very good and important one.
Okay. Without trying to second-guess individual people's motivations to do different things, because now you're going to have to second-guess minds in the opposition of that, which I don't think is going to be productive. Back to the text, we need to put some words to clarify where Alan was heading. Can we limit our focus onto what we're going to say to the board?
Okay. Now the section on user participation, which one second. that is, I was making the point, and this one perhaps is the radical one, is I believe that ICANN has been wrong from the first time they proposed at large in saying we want to hear from users. I think the issue is, you know, no one wants to hear from, you know, my grandmother if she was alive as an Internet user. I think we need to understand and factor in the things that affect users. That does not necessarily say we want to talk to the users and ask them their particular opinion on our Kane GTLD policy. And so I put it there. You know, I'm not sure to what extent we need it, but I believe it should be said somewhere. And Cheryl had a comment.
Yeah, I think the phrase that says...
I'll get that used.
That ICANN does not really want to hear from typical users on these issues. I just think as a matter of public relations, that ought not be said. I think we want to say is that ICANN can foresee the delays, the complications, the immanageable nature of having a organization that includes individual users. I mean, it couldn't be, you know, something about that being impractical. But I like the part where you say that they're interested in hearing from experts and representative groups who've studied and understand broad categories of user interest. I mean, you can't say that your grandmother's an Internet user doesn't care about what happens to who is or what happens to the names of top-level domains, but what we want to stress is not that we don't care about their interests, that the mechanism for bringing their interests to the table
is a mechanism of going through organized groups and individuals who have expertise in broad ranges of user issues.
Okay, so you're simply suggesting don't use the blatant word saying ICANN doesn't want to hear from users, but replace them with a stronger positive statement of what ICANN does need.
Yeah, and okay. We want to hear about user interests. We just want the mechanism to be through people who have a broader involvement and... Yeah, however you can word that,
okay.
Expertise.
I would, fundamentally agree with Cheryl, but I think we can word this more precisely. In fact, we do want to hear from typical users in terms of if ICANN does something that really hurts them, we want to hear from them. What is unrealistic, and Alan, I think it's very good that you have sort of hit this heresy here. What is unrealistic is this pervasive expectation in ICANN that these typical individual users are going to participate in the policy-making process.
Yeah.
That's just absurd. That even this phone call, you know, anybody who is not deeply steeped in the processes and nature of ICANN is simply not going to understand what's going on. And when you get into designing or drafting policy documents, the ordinary grandmother or individual user who's not focused on this is simply not going to be very helpful. So it's the question of the level of participation and not the hearing. We do want to hear from them. If the grandmothers are really upset about something that ICANN has authority over, we want
Got
to
it.
Hear.
Yep. Point made, good point.
And I have to go now. I'm very sorry. This individual internet user is
what other things?
Signing off.
Okay, before you sign off, I'm going to quickly... I have three recommendations here. I will translate them to essentially say the board doesn't have to do anything special. Just keep on treating users as one of the groups that will participate as it is now. Number two, don't do anything stupid, which will discourage users from being involved. And the last one is tell people what's going on so we can have some consciousness raising and actually get people to be involved. I don't think you're going to disagree with any of those.
If I do, you'll hear about it.
Okay. All right.
Right.
The next section in the document was the problem of involvement.
Milton Mueller.
Left.
And as Milton has pointed out a number of times, there's not a lot to be served if we simply juggle the existing players into different organizations and change the names and don't end up with more people involved, that we need to get the people who right now are completely excluded. And to do that, I think we have to do whatever, the board has to do whatever is possible to minimize the barriers of participation. And I you know, this is not the forum to say should we have thin constituencies and thick stakeholder groups or vice versa, but the barriers have to be moderately low. The board governance committee had said that ICANN is going to have to put real resources, that is money, into helping these not only form, which they're doing right now, but to exist. And I think we're simply reiterating that we need to do that, and we need to make sure that when the people get to the table, if we attract people, that we can make sure that they are successful enough that they want to stay.
Treating volunteers well would be a nice...
Well, I don't want to get into the treating volunteers debate here.
It's a good high-level principle.
Yeah, but it in my mind, it really comes down to making sure that if someone is going to put a lot of effort into this, and it is going to take a lot of effort to participate, be it, you know, at a new constituency level or even at an individual level, that it be viewed as they have some opportunity to actually impact policy. Danny?
I think the third point could be considerably stronger. We're spending a great deal of money convincing the business world to become GTLD operators. We've got a several-month-long communication cycle going in the new GTLD process to advertise everywhere about the opportunities, but we are not seeing an equivalent effort being made to make the world aware of new representational and participatory opportunities within the GNSO. So I think we need to be much stronger on that particular
point. Danny, to be clear, that point wouldn't be there if you hadn't said that to me five times. If we need to make the word stronger, then we can certainly put a reference into the GTLD as an example.
Good idea.
Of something like that. But I acknowledge that came from you, and you're right. Any other issues on involvement or with Danny? We just got into the three specific recommendations. Do these sound like something which we can support? And more important is, have I missed something? This document was created rather hurriedly.
I think it's excellent.
Hi, it's Adam. You actually say equally important is that these groups believe, and I would have thought it would be individuals that we're emphasizing rather than...
Point out where you're saying that, where you're... where I say
problem,
this.
The two paragraphs, the problem of involvement, second paragraph, second sentence, equally important is that these groups believe that these efforts, and I would have thought it wasn't groups, it was individuals, isn't it, that we're emphasizing here?
Well, that comes down to if a stakeholder group only has constituencies, then it's the constituency that I'm talking about. I have no problem trying to. Let me just.
Well, I thought what you were saying.
Yeah, no,
we're not going to get individuals to participate if they are somehow subsumed into, you know, a larger group. They have to feel that the individual is going to have to feel that they are. They have a means to place representatives, they have a means of a voice in policy development, and that their statements are going to be heard in both the GNSO and the stakeholder group. So it's sort of, I don't think it's the group, it's the individual level.
Your case is made, I'm convinced.
Yeah.
Just as we close on this point, and we only have 2 minutes left for the any other business, and what do we do next, and how we're going to process all of this. You did make the point, Alan, that this was put together as a discussion piece. How would you like to forward the wordsmithing of this? Do you want to make the changes that you've noted as a basis of this discussion, send it out to the full invitee list for any final redlining to be done? What's your preference?
That is exactly what I would suggest. I'll have a revision done in the next day or so. I'll send it out. The only question is, do we wait for negative comments? Do we take a formal online vote, or do we have another teleconference to say that this is accepted, or solicit minority statements to be appended to it?
Segue to the piece of the agenda that we need to get to.
Yep. I mean, I think right now, other than titles and formatting, this is a reasonable statement to send to the board if we agree on the content. I don't think we need to rewrite it in a different format. I try to write it as something which could be sent if the group decides to.
Okay. Well, you're going to tweak the doc in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
You're going to get it to us by, pick a date that you like, do you?
What day is it today? Wednesday? For some people. I'm just being cagey because in the previous meeting I just volunteered to work on a charter for a PDP because otherwise it was going to die on the post-expiry domain redemption.
Now we have an end point of
so I will have this no later than Monday, but I'm in fact going to try for this Friday.
Okay.
Alan, a general question. Do you see the ALAC recommending to the non-commercial organizations within their ambit that they make an effort to join the non-commercial stakeholders group?
ALAC.
What was the verb you said? Do I see the ALAC?
Recommending. No, I don't see the ALAC recommending that at all. I would see the ALAC telling people that this is around and that there are vehicles that if they are interested in GTLD policy, heavy stuff, then this is a new vehicle that they can participate in.
Okay, thank you.
That's my personal opinion. We don't need to go solicit 40 new, you know, groups or ALSs or whatever to also join the non-commercial stakeholders group or whatever entities end up being created on that side if they're not really interested in putting heavy work into this. It's not a numbers game just for the numbers. It's for to get people who are willing to work. So.
Okay, so if there's basically a peripheral interest in GTLD matters, then you want people with only peripheral interest to hang out in the ALAC.
Look, Danny, I don't think that's a discussion for this group.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah. I already said it. I think it's a matter of people's interest and the world will evolve as it evolves.
And the ALAC to date has said it will facilitate and assist. And at the moment, we haven't had any proposals to do other than that.
Okay, I'm going to try to have this ready by the end of this week or the weekend at the latest. We have a deadline of next Friday, 9 days from now, to deliver this. Do we want to try to schedule a conference call for, let's say, Wednesday, same time next Wednesday, and ratify it or make any final changes?
We can't do it online?
Oh, I'm asking.
I'd prefer to do it online.
I would agree. Let's do it online.
Okay. Then I would say unless we come to some intractable difference that we can't resolve online, that we do it online. But I would request that we hold the time of slot open and don't use it for something else in case we need to meet again. Is that reasonable?
Thank you for that. We skipped over because we needed to skip over item 3 on the agenda, which is agreement and update on continuous disclosure in the working group. Those from the GNSO working group experiences will know that there are statements that are requested to put in there. I believe that the ALAC side should make equal disclosures on who they are involved with, who they may be representing in a less obvious or official way just because they've been appointed by the ALAC to be part of this. So one of the advantages of doing this is it's a matter of, say, where you come from, who you're funded by, why you're here in the first place. Disclose anything else you want, and then if anything changes, let us know. There is in the new social text world a place for members to log in and put up all of that information. I think just as a matter of principle, we should be doing that. I will be literally copying what I've put into the GNSO working group process, and I would strongly recommend that the rest of us do so as well. Other than that, final call for any other business? Hearing none, I look forward to working with you all online. We will ensure that the notes and the recording of this call is up into the Wiki space as soon as humanly possible.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
Bye.
Not that anyone ever heard me.
Well, we knew you were there.
Damn it.
I tried to talk a couple times but could never get heard.
Would you like to say anything now?
No, it all went by, and I guess I'll just have to comment on the document when I see it, because I never had a chance to comment. I had muted, and then I had to yell at them, but anyway.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
My apologies if I ignored you. I didn't hear you.
No, you couldn't hear me. I was shouting, but nobody could hear me.
Well, the document is not going to change an awful lot, so feel free to comment on the current version.
Yep, okay.
Okay.
Yep, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mary Wong. Left.
Heidi.
Left.
Alan.
Left.
Bill Drake.
Left.
Avery, reconnect.
Left.
Cheryl Preston.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.